Good evening.
Good evening.
So glad that you all chose to come tonight. I'm David Missel. For those that don't know me, I'm the pastor. I have the privilege of being the pastor at this church. And I'm looking forward to meeting some of you tonight that perhaps I don't know yet. Most of you I do, but there's a few that I don't. Just for your information, if you need to use the restrooms, go through this door over here, out into Fellowship Hall. Keep walking straight to the other end, and just past the kitchen, the restrooms will be on your left. Okay? Should there be some kind of emergency, there's an exit entrance on that end of the church, and again, at the far end of Fellowship Hall. Just have to let you know those things ahead of time. Hopefully, there won't be an issue. Also, following tonight's concert, there's some homemade refreshments that will be in Fellowship Hall. We can get to talk with each other, know each other better. Hopefully Bill John can stay for a few minutes for that. And you can share with him if you need to or want to as well. Now, Carol and I had the privilege of meeting Bill John, or Dr. Newbrow. And he wasn't a doctor back then. Were you, Doc? No. Okay. Dr. Bill John Newbrow some 30 years ago at a Youth for Christ conference for a meeting, a gathering, up at Roberts Wesleyan College. We got to talk to him, and he agreed to come down to our little church here in Leicester and play for us a little bit. He's been here several times since, and to think of a person of his renown, if you will, would come and just follow God's leading wherever God's calling them to go is just a remarkable thing. And he's been around the world. And in many, many, many countries. You can check him out on YouTube, on the internet, etc., find out more about him. But the one thing I particularly appreciate about Dr. Bill John Newbrow is that even though he's won many awards and accolades wherever he goes, that he's a very humble servant of God, and he plays for the glory of God. And because of that, he's a very special person in our lives. And having said all that, I could say much more. I won't. I just want to introduce you to Dr. Bill John Newbrow.
Thank you. Good evening, friends. It's so wonderful to be here. I appreciate you coming out to share with me this gift of music for God's glory. And I just wanted to speak to you a little bit about this program, why I have put this together, and really the meaning behind it. This is the second of a 7-concert tour that I'm giving. I just performed last night, the first one. This is the second, and I'll be touring all of Western New York over the next several weeks, and then ending up with the big concert at the end was the original impetus in all of this was in Alabama. I'm going to be traveling all the way down there as guest artist for their state conference of music teachers. And they invited me to teach a masterclass, to give a full solo, classical solo piano recital, and then to judge a competition. And they said the winner will be chosen by the guest artist. So there's some responsibility there. So I thought to myself, and this has been a topic of interest to me for a very long time, the profound influence of spiritual themes in classical music, that beautiful juxtaposition, that integral, that beautiful combination. And I thought to myself, what could be a better testimony than going into, it was pretty much a secular arena down there, and to play an entirely spiritual, sacred program. And this is a entirely classical program. It's mainstream composers, Bach, Liszt, Haydn, and every piece is about the Lord. And I think this will be a wonderful opportunity to share about the Lord and to really get people thinking, you know, about it's so vitally important that they know who is that that made heaven and the earth? Who is that who saves us through our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? And so I'm going to be playing this program, and I'm very excited about it. I entitled it Benedictus in Musica. It's a very beautiful title, which means, you know, benediction means good word. And of course, I don't sing words as I play, but there's that meaning of the words in there. And we think of benediction as the blessing that a pastor gives at the end of a service. And the benediction really is it's any number of blessings that the Lord blesses us. We bless the Lord, we bless others. And so this is blessing in music. This is blessing through music. So this is not about the music itself. This is not about the composer. It's certainly not about the performer. This is about the Lord. So I pray that as I play this, you will focus and dwell on the Lord. Let the sounds just wash over you and put all the focus on Him, because He is the author and perfecter of our salvation. He is the one who gives us all joy. And so that's why I have such joy in performing this program. It's not about seeking accolades for myself. It's about giving Him all the glory. So I want to just a word of mention about, why play music for God's glory? It's a good question. You know, in Psalm, we read in the Psalm 92, 1 through 3, it is good to praise the Lord. It is good to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. And I would say if this was around at that time, maybe even the 88-key piano. That came much later. But inside the piano is a harp, and I'm going to talk about harp tonight. King David, we know, played harp. And you're going to hear some harp music tonight. That first piece was by Pierney, and it's about in the church, and I think it's a beautiful setting. It's a beautiful way to start the program off. The second piece I played for you, it was Bach, who wrote on every single piece of music, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory. And that piece really is refers to Ephesians 5:14, which says, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And we truly have been made alive in Christ. And that is such a blessing. He is our life. He is our strength. He is our hope. He is our joy. And I love to start the program with those two works. I'm now going to continue with our third piece on there, and this is By the Still Waters by Amy Beach. So we had European composers. She was an American composer. And there's a couple Bible references I'd like to share for you about that. In the second verse of the Bible, so this is Old Testament. This program actually follows chronologically the Bible quite closely. In the second verse of the Bible, we read, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." I think that's a beautiful picture of the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. That's a reference to water right at the beginning of the Bible. And then in Psalm 23, we know that very well. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." So I hope that your hearts will be blessed as I play this beautiful and very quiet and very delicate and meaningful piece. This next piece also has to do with water. There's some connections in these themes here. This is called Superflumina Babylonis, which I personally think is the coolest name you could have for a piano piece. I love how that sounds. What that means is by the great river of Babylon. And I'd just like to give you just a little bit of biblical history. When we look back at the Old Testament, you know, 1500 BC, we had the first exile. That was when the Israelites were taken, you know, to Egypt. Pharaoh, of course, was in power down there, and that was west, southwest. And of course, we know very well all the struggles the Israelites had and the 40 years of wandering in the desert. Now, if you fast forward about 1,000 years, there was another exile, and that was the Israelites were taken polar opposite direction. east to Babylon. And that was because Nebuchadnezzar had overthrown Jerusalem, and he was an oppressive ruler, and that was even further than Egypt. And so this exile to Babylon is what is portrayed in this next piece, Superflumina Babylonis. This is a paraphrase of Psalm 137. And in it, this piece, as I play this, you're going to hear the sorrow of the Israelites at the beginning. They're mourning, they're crying. It says they wept by the river because their captors forced them to play the songs of Zion, the songs of their homeland, in front of them. And they said, how can we play these songs of joy, these songs of our homeland, you know, in captivity? And it broke their hearts. And what's interesting is you're going to hear depicted in here a song of Zion. We don't know exactly what they sound like. You know, there was no iTunes back there. We couldn't record a song of Zion. There are accounts. I've been very fascinated by this in my research. I wanted to know, what do the songs of Zion sound like that the Israelites sung? There are reports, written accounts, that the songs were very sweet sounding. They were sweeter sounding than songs in surrounding countries, some of the Arab countries. There was something very special about these songs of Zion. And we know they were very simple. So you're going to hear a melody, and it's accompanied by a little harp underneath, just strumming a harp. And they'll be very distinctive as I play that. That beautiful song is interrupted by the captors. And you're going to hear this low, egregious kind of moaning, and kind of low, you know, unison sound on E flat. And then the response of the Israelites is the captors are so oppressive. And then later on, there's a whole skirmish that breaks out. And of course, we know later on that Babylon, over many years, it fell to Persia. It was eventually, you know, that Babylon that was, you know, so great, the Hanging Gardens and all that came to an end. And it was 150 years, not the 40 years of wandering in the desert, 150 years that it took for the Israelites to finally, in waves, to come back to their homeland. It was a long time. And even in more modern times, it's located where currently Iraq is. So it was originally Mesopotamia along the Euphrates River. And a certain Saddam Hussein of notoriety, he tried to rebuild Babylon and put his name on all the bricks and all that. Well, we know how that didn't pan out. But there's been attempts to, and there's been now archaeology, you know, a lot of archaeology to restore some of Babylon's original beauty. But this piece is just, and of course we know that the Lord brings all things together for good. And so this piece, while so oppressive in the beginning, it ends victorious. And so we know that God protects his people. So I hope you enjoy this very interesting piano piece. And it's so descriptive about this biblical history, which is so fascinating. remember Lumen of Babylonis. All right. So now as we chronologically go, we're going to now transition to pieces that have to do with the New Testament. And this truly is the focus of the whole recital. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, these next three pieces have to do with, they bracket all the way from Christmas to Easter. And this first piece by Messiaen, a French composer, really known more for organ than piano, but he wrote this beautiful piece, and it is entitled Vingt Regards sur l'Enfant Jésus, 20 Regards of the Infant Jesus. And this piece is beautifully quiet. It's a very different kind of piece that normally you would hear even on piano. I love the effect of it. And I have even, when I've performed this before, sometimes even turned the lights down in the hall. It's very meditative. And this is, it's in French there, but it's the piece is titled Regard du Père, Watch of the Father. And a beautiful verse that, of course, goes with this is Psalm 46:10 in the Old Testament. But be still and know that I am God. This next work by Joseph Hoffman, entitled Le Sanctuaire, it has a French title, but it means the sanctuary. Of course, we're sitting in a sanctuary right now, and what I think is really illustrative of this work is the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus, and it captures some of when he would withdraw from the crowds and he would go and pray. And of course, that was so vitally important to have that time, to have this speak with his Father. And it's a beautiful setting, the quiet, the stillness, and that safety. And I think we too should find that sanctuary to be able to speak to our Father. So I think this is a wonderful, beautiful piece. It's very vivid. It's very, very pianistic. And I think it just captures that aspect so well. So Joseph Hoffman's Le Sanctuaire. Try to provide a lot of variety in a program like this. This next work is a very powerful one. It says, there was in 1787, the great composer Franz Joseph Haydn, many of you know his symphonies and his string quartets, he wrote the seven last words of our Redeemer on the cross. This was for the occasion of Holy Week at the Cadiz Cathedral in southern Spain. So he was commissioned to write this work, and it's a very long work. Because of that, I'm only going to just play some selections from it. But the seven last words, it means the seven last expressions of Christ on the cross. And there is, I also wanted to mention that, you know, a little side note on this, the commissioner of this work, when he heard this, and it was such a, it was such a beautiful occasion, and it was so well received that he, it's an interesting little tidbit about this, he thanked Haydn by sending him a cake filled with gold coins. That's some cake. And I was just thinking to myself, well, it's a good thing they weren't silver coins, you know, right? But can you imagine getting a cake with real gold coins baked into the cake? Well, that was his thank you gift for writing this piece. And it has since gone on to be a tremendously beautiful and effective work. It was first orchestral, so its first iteration was not for piano. It was then, Haydn adapted it himself for a string quartet, and then he carried around with himself a piano copy, an adaption just for piano. That's what I'm going to play for you. And it also eventually became an oratorio. So this piece has had many, many different versions of it. What I'm going to play for you is the introduction. It's a very solemn, very beautiful introduction. And then I'm going to play, the second piece is Today You Will Be With Me in Paradise. And you can hear it starts very mournful. Of course, you can imagine the despair of the criminals on the cross. But oh, the change when the one criminal accepts the Lord as the Savior, and he acknowledges that you are indeed the Son of God. And how beautiful, how our Lord Jesus says, today you'll be with me in paradise. You can hear that change in that piece. It's really quite amazing. From despair to hope to great joy. And then the last piece is a very dramatic one. It's Il Terra Moto. What that means is terra is earth, moto is motion. It's the earthquake at the moment when Jesus died, before his resurrection. And I want you to listen carefully in that piece. Haydn actually depicts the curtain being torn asunder from top to bottom. You'll hear that as I play that, and it's a really dramatic and amazing moment. So I do hope your hearts will be blessed as I play for you this wonderful work by Haydn. Okay, so winding towards the end of this program, there are two pieces now about angels, and we know from the Bible that when the stone was rolled away from the tomb, there was an angel sitting on top. And we talked about all the way from Genesis and now in Revelation 2, at the sound of the trumpet, we know too there will be angels there who always say, "Holy, holy, holy." And so these next two pieces depict God's army, God's soldiers of beauty. And this first piece is called The Angel, and it is by Sergei Borkovich. All the composers on this program have been from Western Europe, from Germany, from France, from Austria, and a composer from the United States, Amy Beach. This is the sole Slavic composer on this program. Sergei Borkevich was born in Ukraine, and myself, being part Ukrainian and part Russian, our hearts are certainly going out to all those who are suffering from this hostility ongoing, and we're praying for peace and for the end of these hostilities. So the one thing that's amazing about music is that it builds up, it doesn't tear down. Music builds bridges, it edifies, it heals. And I think you can hear in this beautiful piece that Sergei Borkovich wrote that it truly supersedes all of, you know, these conflicts on so many different levels, but music transcends that. And I hope you'll hear and feel the beauty in this wonderful, it's not a long piece, but it's beautiful. come full circle with this last piece. This is the namesake of the program, Benediction. This is by a composer who I really have a penchant for. I've always loved his music, the Hungarian, the great composer Franz Liszt. And he wrote this beautiful piece called Benediction of God in the Solitude, which also means blessing of God in the solitude. And this is from his Harmonies Poétiques et Religieuses. And again, I think what's so beautiful about this is that, like we read in Psalm, be still and know that I am God. We need to take time to seek God's face, to find that stillness in this fast pace of life. I know I need to more, and I long for that. And I always ask the Lord, help me to do that, because that's the most beautiful times. So I pray that in your life you also can have that and to receive his blessing. And sometimes it's in that prayer closet. Sometimes it's in a very loud and noisy place. But it can really be, we need to stop and to hear that still small voice. So I pray a blessing on you as I play this. This is from Jude, right before Revelation. I would like to pray this benediction on you. This is from Jude 1:24 to 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
Jan, thank you for, again, sharing your gift for God's glory and for the blessing of those who get to hear that gift. It's really an awesome night to be in God's presence. Hear music that comes from the heart, even without words, and yet in guiding us into those words that you shared, we certainly sensed what you had to share with us in music. Can speak to our heart throughout our days, day by day, moment by moment.